One of the most powerful scriptures in the entire Word of God, Philippians 2, verses 10 and 11. Hear the Word of the Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and those who are on the earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Yeshua HaMashiach is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You know, if you and I really, truly take a hold of this, we're going to take a hold of the torch of being gospel bearers, of bringing the light of salvation to the world around us. There is no other name under heaven by which men can be saved but the name of Jesus. Yeshua is not one beloved one among many. But let me ask you a question. Are you tolerating the spirit of political correctness so that when you come in contact with people that say, well, I have my own path, or, Jesus might be good for you, but, I have a different way of looking at things. I have a different spirituality. I believe in God, but, not the way that you do, not the way the Bible says. Are you tolerating that and bowing down to the culture of this age and simply having a spirit of tolerance? Well, the Bible is not a message of tolerance in which it blesses all roads that supposedly lead to the one God. Rather, the Bible says there is no name under heaven, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and tongue confess that Yeshua HaMashiach is Lord. I want you and I to understand we're in this world to be His witnesses. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. We are in the earth to lift up the name of Jesus. There is no other name under heaven. It's His blood alone that can atone for the sins of any human being that has ever lived. We need to stand up. We need our spiritual spine to be strengthened and fortified. We need to stand up for Jesus in the earth. There's no other name under heaven. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus, you soldier of the cross. Lift high His holy banner. We must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, His army shall He lead. Till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you shall be His witness.